Petula's back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. It's 9 days since the President of the United States held up a chart in the Rose Garden detailing the tariffs the US planned to impose on countries across the world. Global stock markets plummeted. Trillions were wiped off the value of stocks. A week later, President Trump said he was going to pause tariffs for 90 days. That brought temporary relief to battered markets, but investors are still worried. US stocks slumped yesterday. Asian stocks slid today. Market analyst Paul Somerville joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been quite the roller coaster week on the markets. Have you ever seen anything like it?
Yeah, it's truly historic, really extraordinary price action. You know, we've got US assets now trading like a third world country. We've got bond yields and the pressure and the plumbing of the financial system is becoming intense. We had the Nasdaq rally on Wednesday by 12%. That's the second biggest rally of all time. And that was because, basically in simple terms, the markets have forced the government policy to change in the USA. So bond markets were under so much pressure that the US government had to change policy. So to explain that, on Monday morning, bond yields were trading around 3.87% in the USA. And they went up to 4.5%. So that means interest rates went up by more than 0.5%. What is that saying? When stock markets normally fall, bond yields we would expect to fall, but they rose. And that is suggesting that the whole investment community is losing faith in US assets and is pulling money out of the USA. We can see also in the dollar this morning, the dollar is getting absolutely hammered. Since January, the euro has strengthened around 12% against the dollar, an absolutely massive move and a very important one for Ireland. But all across the globe, faith in the system and the financial system is crumbling because of everything that the US government is doing, and people are pulling assets out of the USA. And you've got things like we were explaining, basis trading, which is a complex trading, very leveraged trading in the bond market under severe pressure. And I wouldn't be surprised to see one or two of them go bust in the next 48 hours.
Is it the trade war between the US and China that has markets continue to be rattled, or is it the uncertainty that still lingers during this 90-day pause?
Yeah, it's the uncertainty, and now the confidence is absolutely shattered. So as I say, when you see people pulling out money from the US bond market in such huge, huge quantities, that is saying that the faith in the whole system, the plumbing of the whole system, is really on edge. So again, we think it's probably some of the Chinese probably selling bonds to put pressure on Mr. Trump, but also the Japanese banks taking money home, and many investors in Europe as well taking money out of US assets and looking for safer havens. When the US bond market is no longer the safe haven, then it is time to really, really worry.
Not everyone loses out when share prices fall. Have some investors made gains in the past week?
Well, obviously, with the volatility of people who are more short-term trading, people could make money. If, for an example, you're a cautious in Ireland and you're sitting on cash, obviously, if you're going in at lower prices now, your euro is getting you 12% more and you're going in at lower prices. So yeah, obviously there's gainers and losers in the stock market. But in general, investors are really on edge at the moment. And that would cause people to pull back from investing totally. So in my view, this volatility is not good for investors across the globe over the medium term.
What's your outlook for the coming days and beyond?
Really interesting stuff going on. It's earnings season is starting in the USA today. So we're going to hear from all these CEOs, and we can say that they're going to be cautious and they're going to be pulling guidance. We heard from Walmart yesterday, already pulled guidance. But the main thing to watch is this bond market and the bond spreads. That is the difference between corporate bond yields and US bond yields. As they blow out, more stress comes on the system, and I would expect the Fed to be intervening sometime next week, because I think they're going to have to bail out some of these financial institutions, because this volatility is absolutely manic, and I wouldn't be surprised to see some of these things go to the wall.
The roller coaster ride continues. Paul Somerville, market analyst, thank you very much for joining us in studio.